Do it better, do it better, do it better. You are doing like hand is spinning you. If the hand given to you by Jesus, use it to give glory to God. Clap for heaven, clap for Jesus, the owner of the heaven and earth. Thank you, Daddy. Amen. One finger to someone, say, friend. You do decide to follow a man or a Jesus. All the person answer you. Ask the person again, second time. Go ahead and ask the person again. According to the mass choir of the song this morning, today, through my message, you know who you decided to follow. Who those who follow man? Who those who follow God? Today you know. I pray for somebody today. Your following life shall not be a man.
Amen.
May God help you to follow God.
Amen.
God, those who follow God, they will never look back. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If you do physical research or spiritual research, you know that some people that died last week, some people died this morning, some people that just died just now, some people they're just rushing to hospital just now. And that some people now, they just wake up this morning, they find that they can't speak again, they can't hear again. I just see some people this morning, you tell your wife, say, dear, give me that thing there. And she did. But this morning, wake up, the two eyes blind. The same way you go and return, the same way the people go, the whole family die. Oh, they die. Do you know? This morning now, my spiritual life traveled to hospital. I see many people, they hang their leg. I see that my office, my eye travel. And I see leg, they just hanging. They cry, say, God, take their life because they cannot bear this pain. And many of you here, every day we enter bike. Every day we enter vehicle. At least in a week, 4 times. And as some people every day we enter vehicle, both go and come. That's why I tell my son this morning, they should read Psalm 91, verse 1 to 16. Because it's a chapter of God, I thank you. It's the chapter that protects us, our family, every day. Meaning, if you look at verse 1, and Psalm 91, verse 1, it says, are you that dwell in a secret place? Say secret. Everyone say secret.
Secret.
What meaning? That the work Satan is doing, no or no to us, God on his own is scattered out. He destroyed it or put it without no unto us. Where you are sleeping, there's many demons who come and do something to you. One of my sons told me something yesterday. Anytime she enter vehicle, as she just close her eye, God open her eye to see son. See what is happening inside the vehicle. Especially many of you that enter public vehicle, commercial vehicle. Many commercial vehicles, there's a demon inside the vehicles. God open your eyes, say, son, look at it. Sometimes shock people. Sometimes he sees some soaking blood. Sometimes there's a one he enter and he see a half human being enter a body of another man. That man will return home that day and take cutlass and cut the head of his wife. Yeah! What did happen? You can say, no. He's not the one. Now that thing inside him that did that. That is the power you are praying against. But every day, you will be entering public vehicle, especially many of you that are selling and buy in a public market. Every market, there's a dead people in the midst of live people. One day I went market with my wife. That period you're pregnant. God said, I should follow her for a good 5 months. Daddy, why? I said, because of this, that. I said, okay. I did. And I follow her to anywhere she went to go and buy things in the market. So that when you went, so you buy, want to buy finish. I hold the bag for her. If you call me husband, that's when I own cup of tea. Because I love my wife past my mother. Praise the Lord, Joe. Uh-huh. Because my father loved my wife past me. No be so. Uh-huh. So I tell my wife, you don't finish about. I say, don't pass that place. You say that? I say, no. I say, see. You say, you don't see anything. I say, please, don't. Don't take a step. Just wait. And from there, I take small stuff from the ground. And I speak. That's just looking at himself. So when another pregnant was coming, wait, madam. He just passed. Bah! He fall for ground. Right there. My wife look at me, I look at her. Everybody find a way. There's somebody here, the danger ahead of you this year. Somebody will take her carry for you. Amen. If I amen, amen will be like my amen. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So, but men of four, you don't have this experience. But you went to market all the time. But God is still there for us. If what I'm saying, you really appreciate it, I want you to lift your hand to heaven and appreciate God this morning. Let your voice better than voice anybody around you. If what I'm saying this morning touch you, if what I'm saying you understand this morning, I beg you in the name of the Lord of Abraham and Jacob, I beg in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, please lift your voice to heaven appreciating. It's not because I and you know how to pray, not because you know how to fast, not because you live holy life or you live the righteous life. Not because we are good or you are nice. It is because of his mercy. That is why we are not mess. That's why we are not mess. That's why I not consume. That's why I not destroy. That's why I not be wasted. That's why I never enter the vehicle of Pharaoh. That's why I never enter the vehicle of Goliath. That's why I never enter the vehicle of destruction. Every day you enter the vehicle ark of Noah. Both are going and coming. Please appreciate him, appreciate him. Appreciate him with all your heart. Say, Father, I thank you. Both my wife, both my children, both all the children under my care, both my mother's children, both my mother's grandchildren, both my mother's son-in-law, both my mother's daughter-in-law, both my mother, both my cousin and my nephew, all my family members. Daddy, I thank you, my father's side, mother's side. Both the church you commit to my hand, all your children in that church, both my ministry, all the children attached to it. Father, we thank you. You wash over us day and night. Thank you. Your eyes is on our side. Daddy, we appreciate you. Our divine cover, our divine security, our divine protection, our divine guardian, our divine defender, our hope, our almighty Father. Daddy, we thank you. We celebrate you, Daddy. We celebrate you, Daddy. We appreciate you. We give you praise. We give you honor and adoration. Father, we throw all the glory to you. You don't know what to say. Also, Father, we thank you. You thank you because you are there. Our all, you can't do it. It's only that can do it for us. Go ahead. Go and appreciate God for that. Appreciate him. Please appreciate him very, very well this morning. Please appreciate him. In Jesus' name, we worship. The Bible says, I'll multiply the fruit of the tree. If God can multiply the fruit of the tree, what of human being? And God did say, the fruit of the tree is image. It's God, it's a human being God called his image. That means I and you are very important than the tree God is talking about. You lift your word to heaven and come to the word of the Lord. Say, Father, there will not be any minus in my family this year. I beg you to pray very well. The Bible is not written by my Father. It is written by Jesus Christ. He promised, he said, I will multiply the fruit of the tree. Anything that God said, it is said to. Say, Father, in this year 2017, there will not be any minus in my family. In the mighty name of Jesus. In my father's family and mother's family. In the family of my wife. In my own home. My wife. Holy Spirit, God give it to me. In Jesus' name, we pray. Open your mouth second time and say, Father,
this year,
there will be a double of multiply in my life. Of prosperity, of success, of double joy, of happiness, of testimony. In the mighty name of Jesus. Go ahead. Name them one after another to Jesus. I don't know the area I want it. Lift your voice to heaven and tell Father. Lift your voice to heaven and tell him. In Jesus' name, you are worship.
Amen.
Lord, you are so good.
Lord, you are kind. Lord, you are wonderful. My God, you are excellent.
Lord, you are so good.
Lord,
see a good man like you. You are so good that your goodness, you see, to protect us and all our generation. That you are so good where me and your children are asleep, daddy, you are awake. You are away because also that enemy will not triumph or to have power over our night. In the night, you are not sleeping. In the day, you are not sleeping. Daddy, who human being that can do that? Our father that gave it to you cannot do that. Even though they want to do it, sleep, you defeat them. Our mother cannot do it because sleep will defeat them. It's only you alone who can do what man cannot do. Daddy, we thank you. We thank you because your hand worked in our life day and night. That is why all the efforts of enemy over our life, they end in vain every day. Your life, your hand, your word in our life. That our life that I see this year, Baba, in your name, it shall send up this year in the name of Jesus. This year, there will not be any minus in our family. There will not be any minus in our church. There will not be any minus in our home. If there's any human being that want to challenge God in our life, want to minus anything in our life, in our home, in our church, Father Lord, I see wish us maybe to that person in the name of Jesus. May the person end it to kill himself in the mighty name of Jesus. Daddy, please, you promise your son, Moses, wherever she go, that you go with him. And Daddy, you fulfill your word. From today, may your presence go with us in the mighty name of Jesus. From now to the end of this year, and yet to come in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you because we answer our prayer. In Jesus' name, we worship. Let a true believer shout a better hallelujah. Sit down in the house of your father. Today, I want to talk briefly on a very simple message. Remember, I promised you I have many messages for you this year, especially this month and next month. That's why I beg you, out of this message, please try, you don't miss it. That's one why I call Generation of Mary and Generation of Martha. That one is coming. As another one again, I promise you I never preach for a long time. 1,000 offering. As another one again, I call, where there's no pain, you will never get gain. It's coming. There are many, but I will give you one by one. But today, I want to talk about who is born again. Who is born again? Today, people claim to be born again, but they're far from the truth. They're born again by appearance, but they're not born again by their character. They're born again by their saying, but they're not born again by their action. Today, people born again by coming to the church, but they're not born again by obedience to the word of God. I know the church, they will be there. But instruction from the word from the church, they will not follow it. Today, people claim to be born again. Let me tell the truth. They're far from the truth. So if you go jump down now, bam. Don't be surprised. Born again, I mean, supposed to be more than one person. You are all sitting down here now. If a choir sing now, the one who touch you will cry. The one who touch you will weep because he touch you. But if the truly reality started, God just from heaven, just for this, I miss now. Bam. So to my children want to follow me because today I'll blow the top end. Don't be surprised. If you be only one person or two, you will go with God. The question is this, what of the rest? Because why? There are no single a truth of God inside them. The way they dress, you look holy, but inside them is the attitude of Satan. I repeat, the way they dress, you look holy. If you judge by dressing, you get 100% of heaven. But inside them is the material of Satan. The way they walk like a holy man. They walk like someone that cannot touch ground. They move it gently. When they are moving, they move it quietly. That anybody who sees them, this is born again. Don't be surprised. What they are doing is the appearance of a man. When nobody did where there is, they do something that makes people to say, no, this person, if it's because of this person, I will never go to church again. Everything they are doing is opposite to what we are saying. You follow me, shout, but hallelujah. They call themselves a Christian. But let me tell you the truth. The name that are good for them are the Christ. Oh, I am a Christian. Yeah, I'm a Christian. They hold Bible for their hand. They will speak in tongues. If they're talking about prayer, they will pray from tomorrow to next tomorrow. But the truth is this. If you go open the mirror of their heart towards you and show to you, they are antichrist, not Christian at all. I say, who is born again? Daughter, let me go to the Bible. All of us know the very popular and very known by everybody. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Talking about who is born again. Are you there? Quickly.
2 Corinthians chapter 5 from verse 14.
Okay, fine. Go ahead from 14 to 17. Good. Well, that's how I go and want it. Fine. Let's go. Let her follow up.
2 Corinthians chapter 5 from verse 14 to 17.
Okay.
For the love of Christ constrained us, because we thus judge, and that if one died for all, then we're all dead. Verse 15. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
Hold on, dear daughter. If any man be what? Please respond very well. If any man be what? Say it again. What God say will happen? Sit down. We're coming back later. Our topic is who is what? Born again. And I want to talk over two things. The first thing is born. Everybody say born. Because there's no child you see today, if their mother and father have not come together before the woman pregnant and give birth to that fellow. If child is not born to earth, nobody will know that child. What's the meaning of born? Born represents you come to this world to come and see what is happening in the world. Because if you're in your mother's womb, you will never know me, I will never know you. The only person you know is angel that be visit every day in the womb and protect you. The only person you know, the only little thing you see in your mother's body and you eat. The only thing you know, unless God gives you a spirit, or you are anointed by God, or you are Ogbanje from the womb, you can come out from your mother womb and do something and then return back to your mother womb again. But if you are a natural child that God will not call you and you will not have a Ogbanje spirit, you can't know anything. And immediately your mother gives birth to you, from that day, you are welcome to this world. And from that day, and God now tell you, say, son and daughter, you are in the world, but don't be like people in the world. People in the world behave like world. And you are a different person. Behave like somebody that material of heaven. That everything about you, as you are now enter this world, let it be different from people you meet in this world. Born represents, as you have come to this world, you are there to change things from bad to good. You are not born because people born. You are born for special things. Everybody can born their children, but you are born different. For example, daughter, can you help me run to Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6? Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Quickly. The meaning of born, that this person has born to Nigeria, or born to Africa, or to Europe, or to Asia, to every other country in the world.
Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder.
Do you hear the assignment God given to you? Many of you leave the assignment for Jesus Christ. He said, anyone that born and who decided to follow me, what I did, he shall do better than what? Than me. And she's saying another verse again, that you have no other thing to do than to carry my cross. You're not talking of the cross that nailed him in the cross. No. You behave the way I behave. You do the way I do. Your attitude, your character, exactly like my own. Anything you are doing, you're not different from me. Before I go back to heaven, what the head I did, you must do the same thing. Everyone that born, you are born to be a savior of many lives. Everyone that born, you are born to be a yoke broker of many destiny. Anyone that born, you are born to be a life transformation from many destiny. Anyone that born, you are born to be a life changer of many people, their lives very tough, bad and worse. Anyone that born, you born to be the one that will turn darkness to light. Anyone that born, you born to be someone that will turn sorrow to joy. Where there's a confusion, your parents will turn to celebration. Anyone that born, you are born to make something different that community generation will never forget you. As you are born, the Spirit is following you. It's because some one thing or another after you're born, we are not putting your hand. Forget of your parents and your mother. Whether they went error and put anything and do whatever. By you, you can correct it. When Jesus Christ born from the mother that gave birth to Jesus Christ, Mary, he didn't know what Mary and Joseph do to him until he grew up as what? As a child. Who know? Whether they take something to rub your head, rub your body, nobody know. So don't give that as an excuse. Because I born from a family house. I born from a witchcraft family. I born because my father takes something to rub my head and do this and do that. That's why I'm like this. You are just an excuse without no reason. Answer is no. That's what have not to do with the God assignment for your life. The reason why everything changed is what you your hand to brought to yourself or what you your hand to commit to yourself that make God plan to reverse. Because you are born to be someone to stop the activity of Satan. Finish it.
For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful.
The question is this. After you're born, they give birth to you. There's another thing that will follow you, name. The question as you sit down there, are you proud of yourself? The kind of people, kind of thing people are saying about your name. Anywhere they mention your name, people do you turn. You know, in the whole church, there's a man that I asked to come and sit down for social seats. Where some people came to the church, they didn't say I'm looking at them. And they asked, I said, maybe that person be that. They mention and he says, he sit down in that place. Four of them, they say they will never enter the church again. Say never in their life. If this man remains this seat, they will never again this life. Now, if this man can see that seat, them too, they'll go and put their truck tomorrow. In name, it chase people away from the God presence. The question I'm asking somebody here, any way they measure your name, how people feel, good or bad? Any way they measure your name, how people, what is the reaction of people? Is it possible they're desperate to see you, or instantly their face change? Or they say, God forbid, I will never have to do this name. If this name, I reject it. May God give you a name that will transform your generation.
Amen.
Please finish it.
And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Look at holy name. Different things follow it. Your own name. Now, cause people are cursing your name every day. I don't swear somebody said, I regret the day I meet this person in my life. Some people hear some names of people, you start to curse upon that name every blessing day. And you say, it doesn't matter, it doesn't mean anything. If it doesn't matter today, it will matter tomorrow. Your name is very, very important. For example, like this name that God give us now. In 2015, because of name, many governors win the election in their state. Even though before this thing happened, because of this man's name, make many Nigeria to vote for many governors. Not because of the governor, they vote for the name of the man who wants to come for president. Praise the name of the Lord. So name is very important. Like it or not. That's why anything you are doing, please protect your name. Protect your name. For example, again, the reason why redeem is filled up every day. Go redeem to the Holy Ghost program they are doing in Lagos. They don't go there because it's redeem. They go because of who? Adeboye. For example, let November this year, they want to hold Abuja here every year. They can announce the program. And after, I think, like 2 days before the program, the whole thing say such an announcement. Adeboye will not come for that program again. Osubanjo, now go hold the program. What is going to happen there? Yes, it's a vice president. He sits where Adeboye no sit. But in him, Adeboye swallow his name 100 times. We will not see anybody. It's only those that are looking for connection to be in Villa. You will see there. I don't know whether I'm communicating with somebody. We will not see anybody there. I beg you because of God, if your name doesn't speak for you today, it could speak for you tomorrow. Respect that name, because that name represents something big in God's eyes. Now, the second thing I want to explain now is about gain. It's a born again. Born again. I'm not talking of again now. I don't explain to you about born, the meaning of born. I want to talk about the other side. Born again. There are some people they are born against. They are against born again. They are not born again. Because what they are doing is opposite of the other side. They are not born again at all. They are born against. How do you know a born again? Finish 2 Corinthians verse 17. Continue where it stopped that time.
2 Corinthians verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Mm-hmm. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
Good. Very good. Sit down and listen to me. Please, if you are sleeping, you are not born again. Anybody who sees that sleeping left and right is not what? Tell the person to pick a Bible and leave this place. Because it's against our message. It's not our friend at all. Please look very well. Sometimes they use glass to cover up. Deep eyes inside. May God help us in Jesus' name. Listen, listen good. It's a story of a sister who claimed to be born again in campus. Who claimed to be born again in the school. Who claimed to be born again in the church. And because of this sister, people are now going to church. Because of way of style of the life of the sister. People are now following. People are entering the church. People enter the church. You need to behave. And something happened one day. If something never happened, don't call yourself a born again. If something never happened and then we welcome that, don't call yourself a born again. You are not. Through your trial, through your challenging, through what come upon your life, the way you do it, the way you handle it, the way you react, your attitude towards it will determine whether you're born again or not. Suddenly, some boys that be pushing her that they want to marry, it is called they are bad boys. They are courtesies. I said over her dead body. So they'll be try, they'll fail, they'll be try, they'll fail until one day they set trap for her. That now they are born again. And they give their life to Christ in the place he went to go and preach. But is anybody here want to born again? Want to give to Christ? The four of them, they leave their say they don't born again. And then a quarter call, they all run to out. Two of them begin to cry. In the weep. Oh. And she led them to Christ. And from them, he drew them nearer to herself. Until one afternoon. So let's say the whole hostel, nobody's around. And four of them meet there. Because now, they are born again. They are now free. They're free to be going to a house and to be doing whatever and to be doing. They are see them as the same person like herself. The question is this, are you deceiving yourself or you are deceiving people? Okay. They are now around this sister. Say, come. They are not born again. They just target you. That the only thing they can do is to be like you. The only thing they can do is to follow you. The only thing they can do is to move the way you move. The day you follow a man, it can end your life in destruction of a pit. Because don't be surprised. That man, when you see they behave like a born again, if you possibly deceive people all around everywhere, you're far from the truth. But if you follow God, you will not fall in life. They follow, say, they have been follow her. They want to be as he be. They want to follow what he follow, and then they want to be as he is. And they did. And they all then bring cigarette out. You see, if they talk again, good, they will still. Yeah. And when you carry cocaine. You won't carry hot wine. Drink! You say, God for. And they open your mouth, they drop inside. Then again, you drink it. After everything, someone among them used something to cover her face. Who joined the group of the four and make them five. Before then, he tell her, why this one cover her face now? He said, because you don't know God, you don't do terrible things. And you don't want to look at your face to face. So as you lead them to Christ, after you lead them to Christ, you go remove that thing from your face. People of God, you rape that sister. And when you rape the sister, they all flee. As a born again, when somebody do something to you that way, what would you say, Father, forgive him? Forgive because you know what he's doing. Forgive because it's Satan that entered him. God, please, because of my sake, let me forgive. Or who claimed to be a born again, the next thing she did, we started a course. By the grace of God, as we do this thing to her, that I want to keep virginity on a marry. And went ahead and do this thing to her. That you will marry you. Every children you're born in life, you take your hand to bury them all. They will be very rich, but one year to another year, you lose everything, you return back, that your life will be worse than this. People that try to be like her, you want to show them the way of God. Like, sister, what are you saying? You are, but he said, they're rapists, what are you saying? He said, but they need Jesus Christ in the cross. He said, God forgive them because they know what they are doing. He said, him be Jesus. But you were born again. He said, born again, no, to that extent that they will rape her and he will quiet. He must curse them. After some years, everybody graduate. And then finish service and now working in the church. And I be a secretary of the church. I don't want to mention the church name. I'm not telling you a story. I'm telling you what happened. The person is alive. And now working there. So now that person who covered her face, who raped her that year, they are now meet Jesus. They are now attend the program of Rabunki. And from there, Rabunki lead this man to God and change. And I become a pastor. And the sister, remember that day, he covered his face. He didn't see the face. He did not know who the person is. He went ahead. After the program, the way the sister, they run up and down the church. There's some time in the church, what you are doing, you are not doing for a man. You are doing for God. Anytime I do things in the church, you are doing for man. You will not have a way to go in life. And your reward, it will end in this year. So now, this man, you now tell the pastor that invite him as a guest. Say, please, you know that I never marry. This secretary, I love the way she do things. I love God. See, I run up and down. He's one that come pick him in the airport, organize hotel, and then he came and everything she did, perfect, please. He said, please, this is the best daughter in the church. If you marry now, you go and join your church. He said, please, anytime I need her, I will come and do what I need to do and turn to the church. And after some days, the pastor approached her that the man of God that came, he's a single, never marry you. He said, he loves you to marry you. He said, daddy, what do you see? Maybe what I see. If we love, I don't know. He said, daddy, I love him. And they marry. Are you with me? Do you follow me? Why is that? Good. Remember, Bible says when you are born again, you will not behave like as you to do. When you are born again, everything about you will be like Jesus. Somebody carry knife, I start from the back. Yeah! You will not respond. That's a born again. You will not respond. Today, people that call themselves born again, I am ashamed of myself. Huh. Somebody say, Bible say, if somebody touch your eye, baby, if you, I heard the Bible say this, if one hand give you trouble, may it cut one. Is it what Bible mean? I'm going to come to that one later. They turn Bible upside down. The name of miracle they are doing today, Say they do magic, say they do miracle. Vision. Say they do babalao things. They say they do vision everywhere. People don't know Bible anymore. Christianity now, they are practice opposite of Jesus Christ. And heaven is crying every day. May God forgive Christian in Jesus' name. That amen is very low. If you want to know a true born again, go to a prayer church like this, where they pray for them and die like us. Many of them offend them and say, whether they will not take your name to do prayer point in the daybreak. Where is it written in the Bible? That if your second neighbor offend you, it will point finger to make you fall down and die. If you are born again, you can't do that to your fellow human being. A born again, you will not wish your fellow human being to fall and die. Our prayer fall and die is the great power that my brother they see inside the vehicle that other people cannot see. You see, we are not wrestling against flesh. We are wrestling against principality and powers. But today, what my dad did a lot of teach them, they turn it upside down. They do a different thing. People tie their head like tomorrow no go end. It's a wickedness that fool their hearts. People not put ear in their ear, but they watch the Jezebel in Nigeria. Their attitude is bad. That's why people that wear trousers in the church, they put ear in. They are laughing at people that are not put ear in because the character of people that wear trousers is better than people that are not put ear in. No, let us shake our Christianity and deceive people up and down. They will cover cloth from their neck down to their feet. Try to annoy them and see what they will do to you. And see the kind of language that will come from their mouth. And see the way they will react. Oh. People of God, are you a born again or a born against? You can't deceive me. Oh. One thing that's sure, you can't deceive yourself. You can't deceive God. It doesn't matter how long we practice deceiving. One day, God will expose you. Now, the one ahead I marry, everything going well, brother, don't change. You're happy he married a good man. Before the year end, he's pregnant. Yeah, I'm born. By the grace of God, God loves her so much. The first year, born twins, two boys. Another year, wife again, he born twins, two girls. Family never complete. She is very happy. And he still do very well in the church. One day, the children that came back from the school, and their vehicle could now with a tanker vehicle. And a car fire, the four children rose to death. They are now born again. Not like that time again. And that time she claimed as what? As born again. He said, God, now you give, now you take. I know the children give it to them. If you give them children, nobody can take from their hand. Daddy, return glory to you. And your husband joined together and thank God. And tell the children, say, no, don't forget it. And they continue and do the normal thing. That's what he did that time. That's what God expects him to do the first time. That's what just happened. People say, "Cry, this is a man of God. This his wife is wonderful." I pray it will be a portion in Jesus' name. Amen. But if it that will not be on the other side and something happened unexpected, what do you do? How do you feel? The husband is working and the husband is a pastor. 2 weeks later, some demand don't know anything about in office. They lie against him and they sack him. My wife says, "Daddy, don't worry. God is a feeder. If a man stop you, God will remember you." And they continue their work of God. And the church, this man pastor is under somebody. And suddenly, that some John ever see that we're not born again, who claim to be born again? May God make us to born again in Jesus' name. Amen. It's a general problem. That's why don't tell me say we're born again until prove yourself. So, what he has done years ago, someone that know him, and now come to the church, to the way the branch they give to him, and now since say he's not pastor of that church, he now quickly go to the general overseer. Say, sir, so person that is, sir, do you know him very well? He says, he's a born again. He says, no, sir. That's a time in his life. He killed a pregnant woman. You know, sir, I say, are you sure? I say, yes. The people who know that story, I'll call them. And truly, they went ahead and come as a witness. And you know, I say, I carry phone. Hello? Meet me in so place in my estate. And she did. Do you ever do things before in your life? You say, yes, I do that. But why do you pretend that? They say, but go to a Bonky program, and that's what she said, touch me, and I give my life to Christ. It's okay. Why you not tell me that you do this, you do that, you do that? He said, but Bible say, why you born again? Everything you used to do, it is over. You are not a new person. He said, you are not a new person because anything I said, you see now, it's a stay to your calling. Please resign. I don't want you in this church again. We are forgetting that the lady calls that the person who rip her, no matter how far she go in life, you come down. That in life worse than as it is now. As you born again, whatever happened to you, just give glory to who? To God. He never know that the same man will return back to be husband tomorrow. That's why I say born again, anything you are doing, be slow to talk. If you mistake to talk, you talk something good, not something bad. Because you give account of your sin. As a born again, whatever come on your way, I pray because of God. Don't say a bad word to yourself. After that now, the thing comes worse and worse. No church again. Things are bad year to year. And no baby again. Before they carry themselves to my father and the Lord in Lagos. And now introduce the run to them after deliverance. And now bring them together. I say, okay, what's the matter? What's the problem? They say, sir, they are born again. Blah, blah. I say, that's okay. You pushing it down. And then either I pray for them. From there, he say, ah, madam. It is your mouth that called this. Ah, no, sir. I'm born again from the school. My school knew me. I said, yes. There's a time in life a man came to you where you were a virgin and raped you. And you placed a curse upon that man. He said, yes, sir. Now the man be this. She fell on the ground. The man said, you don't lead the way better than this. Say yes. You take the another 4 years to reverse evil word he pronounced against him. But to call the story short today, they are okay and they have 3 children. 2 girls and 1 boy. And the pastor now is heading one of the branch of Mafuma Church in Abba, and he do very, very well. I say, who is the born again? Because what they do to somebody in the church, they don't do it to you because of that, they leave the church. Because of that, your language of your mouth change. Because of that, now you are seeing the church as your enemy. Because they relate to that person very well, or they do, or they join together and support that thing for one thing, this, that, and they don't do it for you, the first thing you say in your mouth, you pronounce a bad word. Or what you to do in the church, you slow it down. You are now draw yourself back. You are not a born again. A born again know that everything in life has a time. If you not be your turn today, it will be your turn tomorrow. If they reject you today, be another thing again ahead. The whole people will come again to celebrate with you. Think about that. Three sisters came to me, are looking for a flu of the womb. One, every night, snake sleep with her. One, every night, monkey sleep with her. One, every night, dog sleep with her. And 3 of them, they have passed through the same thing. Serious problem. So, one come, I say, go. God will answer you. The other one comes, say, that no. And to place your hand, I say, I need to place your hand in somebody's head. It's okay, my shoulders, okay. I hold my Bible, I place your shoulder, I pray, go. The third one say, that is my tongue. I pray, say, Daddy, I still need your number. I give my number to her. He say, need prayer point. I give her prayer point. Listen very carefully. And 2 of them, they are come to me time to time. So did they come? Two of them pregnant the same month. And they came. One was pregnant every time. Dog, you come to her and say, that baby, you will never burn it. The other one, snail, come to her and say, that baby, I'll kill it. The other one, monkey, come and say, that baby, you look like me. The same of them coming to me time to time. I tell them, say, you go. You want dog? Say, that baby will not burn. Just go. Daddy, no prayer. No prayer. Go. He said, daddy, don't stay. You should go. The matter is settled. The second person, where the monkey tell and say, that baby, it will look like me. When he came and tell me, I say, you are the image of God. It's not possible. He said, that is possible. I say, it's not possible. He said, I said, tell me now, something will move every part of your body. It just move everywhere. I say, go. God will take charge. He went. After that, nobody see her again. The next time I will see people who know her, he said, don't mind that pastor. Eh? Somebody will have problem, go and meet her and tell her. You know, you're not interested to do something, just go. You know, the good day came. The last one, the one of serpent, she came, and then I said, go and meet some of my son here. They will pray with you. He said, that one get anointing. From there, I close my mouth. I don't say anything again. It's okay, no problem. Even about my power, you let me know. Because of that, you too. So you know they come. To cut the story short, the only one that is obeyed that my touching her, you know, will solve the problem. We pray for her for 30 times or 30 years of every day. You know, go solve the problem. If God knew interest in the matter, that what I am doing, I'm wasting my time. He give birth to one boy and one girl. But the two of them, who don't want to play hand on their head, to only the whole anointing upon their head, till today, they are sitting up and down, change church every day. And one woman now, they see them in massacre, say, God, they are still dirty today. Because why? They are not born again. A born again person will know, without God approve, effort of a man is in vain. You know, until somebody place a hand on your head, you know, until somebody being released and anointing upon your head, you know, until somebody ban every day on you, no. If I tell you, say, go, for him to tell you, say, go, where God see your faith connected with my own, it is settled. Power not from me, it from who? It from God. Even though if I pray, I ban that loose, I call the whole prayer warrior, I call the whole man of God all over the world, they do, if God say, you are wasting your time, you will not see any result at all. A born again reason like God. Because God say, I'm God perfect. You shall be what? You shall be perfect. Are you a born again or born again? Today, because somebody are not doing the church, the next thing you did say, I will not come again. If you don't come again, somebody that better than you will replace you. A true born again can't do that. The only true born again can do, where you see me, I'm doing something that is not good. I'm no longer preaching holiness. What I'm preaching is the opposite of what I used to preach before. I am not doing something you never expected. And you come to me and tell me, you pray for me and no change. That time, do what? Leave the church. God will go with you and God will defend you. Because you leave the church because of the truth. Leave the church because I don't pray for you or I don't touch your head and you say something is rocking your head in your back because I'm not being the bakasa, whatever, because you leave. Oh God, your problem will never over. Because you are conscious because of problem, you are not come to the church to serve God. Until you serve God before you see God. But if you are not come to come and serve God, you are come to come and receive from God. Your problem will never over. As you receive this one, another problem will come to you again. Go and think deep. All the people that have testimony in the Bible, look at their life. The people who give themselves to serve God. No people who swallow God because of what they need from God. Praise the name of the Lord. Look at the story between Emma and servant. In 2 Kings chapter 5, from that verse 7 down to verse 14. You see the drama. The man is not born again. Because what he have that is making to see himself as Alpha and Omega. And God give him leprosy. Well, he expect a man of God to come and touch his head. Are you with me at all? That's what he expected. Elisha to come and play hand on his head. Say, hey, leprosy, I curse you. Go. Or to point finger, enemy that behind it fall down and die. Or to use a mantle to touch his body or to hit his body. Elisha no come out at all. He just sent someone to tell him. Say, tell him, go to Soso River and dip yourself. The man provoked because he's not born again. A born again can never anoint with man of God. You're too born again. Everything about you is like a Jesus Christ. Whether you are a man, you are a woman, everything you are doing in the church, outside the church, anywhere you find yourself, the heaven proud of you. Not a human being. Sometimes you might be proud of you. They don't know that you are opposite to what they are saying. Until the day God exposes you, they say, eh? So you are like this. But let God do what? Proud of you. I beg somebody here, may God proud of you in Jesus' name. Amen. That amen is very low. Amen. So we're born again, behave as a born again. Now, how do you know a born again? That is not a born again. A born again is a man who will take a long time before take the decision of a right step. A born again is a man who take a time for a long time to take a step of a right step, not a wrong step. Some people take a wrong step in the right time, very wrong. Or take a wrong step in the wrong time, very wrong. Number two, a true born again never drawn to conclusion because somebody say, he do what he see, and so that heaven will go back it up. Because whatever you are doing, you back up by a human being. They say human being will expose you tomorrow. But whatever you are doing, God back you up. You will end it to say, God, I thank you. You will not join them. You will not do what they are doing. Mm-mm-mm. Everything about you will be different. Praise the Lord. 2009. Somebody want to die. And then, nobody a church member, but I'm somebody who I close to very well. And they tell me, I said, I need to go burial. I said, if you invite me, say, I want to open house. If you invite me, say, you give birth to children. If you invite me, somebody die and wake up, I will be there live. But burial, cut me out. That's why, if my mother die in old age, I don't need to worry any of you. So anybody want to go, fine. Want to go, I'll be wearing my liberal, I might call anybody. No, I don't call anybody. I went there, I come back. Anything buried there, count me out. It's not my agenda. The Bible let them bury their dead. But after that, every other thing in this world that is connected with God, I can support you to the end. People say, I'll not pray for you, but say, I'm going to be coming to. No, not me. Now, it now provoke. That you are no means since my former church, and he follow me, do what I do, what I do, whatever. And now, we say this person die, you expect it to be in the front in the chair. I say, I'm not going away. I say, I will stand by you. I will pray on your behalf. And then anything I will recall you, if there's anything I see, he said, he need my person. I say, what my person need to do with your mother burial? Okay, sorry. I'm not going away. I think God, even I need to feed me. Suffer from today. So I stay. Now, he went to the burial. By the grace of God, from the burial, they give her a cancer. So when he came back, he talked to me again, do everything. So until 3 months, he discovered that I have a cancer of breast. So now I go to National Hospital, and they say that breast will be cut off. He go everywhere. He go many churches in Abuja here. And from there, going, take me go to Ibadan, to one church like that in Ibadan. They do, no way. Until just I say, better bury your pride and go and meet Pastor Murphy. So that day, I'm here in the afternoon with my children are here with me that day. Man came, they used one cloth to wrap her breast like that. And she came. And say, he say angry. I say, I take God beg you. In this place, don't they angry here? What am I done to you where they angry with me? He said, because I no go to your mother burial. I said, okay, fine. What I follow to die your mother burial, they give my enemy cancer again. We will come and help cancer now. I said, it's not my portion to be there. I can select my church member to go with you, not me. I said, show me the burial Jesus Christ attend. He turned burial to life, not to bury anybody. So put one for me. I said, jump at this. What they say, somebody, they say, let them bury their dead. I said, try to know spiritual things. I know my calling. Nobody you go bring me in my downfall. He said, okay, they say, you know, understand. I say, why you no ask? And then I'm here, I'm praying. And I see, say, bed came in the night. And then rest on your chest. And the thing out of my eye, and I call you, no pick. He said, because it's angry. I say, your anger, and I swear to lead you now. Because I see the dream, but I don't understand cancer. You will bear rest on her chest, and then she do. You know, faith, you wake up. Why see that vision? So, what's with this? I call, you know, respond. When you are angry with a true man of God, like you are fighting God Himself, and you will see the other side of God in your life. Don't do that. As a born again, have a free mouth, everybody in this world, both your enemy, both your friend. Have what? A free mind to everybody. God will be one that will be fighting for you. So, another time I saw that time, Ibukun, please give me anointing oil. So, I said, madam, can you stay until the sun will come out very well? He came here in the morning, around 7:15. He said, nah, he no go anywhere. And truly, stay around 11 o'clock. Everywhere come hot. And that time, in a bush day here, I came here down there, I just picked a small sand there. And they're very hot, I put another inside and I pray. And his sister that followed, I can say, take, enter that children something there, and then rub it. Before you reach house, it could dry up. And she did. He said, daddy, thank you. And she left. By the grace of God in the night, God sent the angel to her. I didn't touch her. I didn't pray. He just tell me what to do, and I do that. It's her sister that anointed her breast and used that anointing and sand and anointed this woman. By the grace of God, in the night, angel appeared to her in the dream. He said, because you follow your sister and do what is right, today I'll prove my faith to you. According to her, the angel now opened her breast and removed all the rubbish. And seal her up and tell her, say it is over. And she wake up. By the time she wake up, cancer disappear. Yeah. What are you talking about? Until you give your life to Christ truly, stop deceiving yourself that you are born again. When somebody go offend, the next thing, starting whooping and cry, or starting carry the matter to all over the whole world. As I tell you now, as you sit down here, some people now sit down here now, they are keep marrying somebody else. As we all sit down here now. That if I jump up now, I'll mention five people. Do you say that some husband and wife will leave house today with quarrel and they sit down here? As I'm preaching, if their eyes jam themselves, they are calling their eyes to each other. And you are still born again. Which kind of born again you claim you are? People like that, they come for church for vision and miracle, not for God. They come for a pastor with a turn hand to touch them, let around, treat them like a baby. Say, Pele, how you day? Today, I hope sick no enter your body today. I hope nothing will work in your body today. Go sit down and God care for me. Baby Christian. Baby Christian. The day they come and God no come answer, the whole world will hear the noise, you go hear the story. A born again behave as a born again. Number two, as a born again, who practice a true born again? God Himself, He will stand for you and wage war against those that are fighting you. Because why? You are doing what is right. God must surely fight for you. God will surely fight for you. It's anything you are doing. I nobody see, nobody know you. You can be good in appearance. You can be good in the way you speak. People love you. You are very nice. You smile. You like, but in your secret, you are a different person. How can born again get you call hot temper? Or anger? Like if your anger started, you don't know your wife, you don't know your children again. And God say born again. One day I don't go to my children's house. That is speaking with a wife. I don't know what he say. They are, before I enter, they are smiling. No, they are smiling. All of us sit down. We are smiling. So I don't know what his wife. I don't know what his wife say again. But they are speaking language. I don't hear their language. What I don't forget, say I sit down. Anger. The next thing, slap the woman. Say stupid. If I'm talking, don't talk. When my father is talking, my mother kneel down. What do you call yourself? So, one of his son, like 8 years or 9 years, he said, Daddy, what are you doing? He flicked the boy. The boy, he said, I hit ground. I hit a wall and the head break. Blood, people see that will not concern me. I just sit down, look at him. When the neighbor come, hear noise, they rush inside. They see the blood for the head of this boy. See, your son is dying. I think now from there, get himself. See, his son is dying. What did they kill his son? Now there, he can't look. You do this. They say, now you. Now say, rush the son. Goes, I don't say anything. Because one, you don't embarrass me already. I just sit down looking at grandma. So after that, I tell the woman, I say, don't worry. We'll meet in the church. I left. I go to my house. I'm still thinking, is it, am I watching a Nigerian film or I'm seeing something I never seen in my life? I sit down there. There's somebody. I'm there. Anger. So on Sunday, we meet in the church. The first person who come to my office and land on grass, say, Daddy, I heard that thing from my father. If I start there, I lose myself. Daddy, please, I beg because of God. And now in my person, now holy wife, you know, say I love you. God knows I love you. I don't say anything. You say, Daddy, no talk. What do you want me to say? I want to ask the woman, say, what of your son? She said, it's okay. I said, okay. When I told you, after service, I want to see two of you. And I said, are you dreaming or somebody did do you? And from there, I don't know your point. From that day, if you come to church, I'll call him again. Sit down. Say, Alpha, madam, he beat you today. He said, that's the day I want to beat her. He said, because of Pastor Murphy, now I'll go land you again. But thank God that they say, you remember Pastor Murphy? He pocketed that hand. Before they come transfer them, go just. Now, so you do, and the two of them, God stop that. And today now, it's okay. I say, born again, there's something you need to research in your life and kick it out. Because if you need to embarrass you today, he will insult you tomorrow. I take God back you. Check your life. If I true born again, as a born again, what is good? Now you are the best born again. Immediately things turn the other side, you are born again, die immediately. When we come to the church, I say, don't say, God say, you'll get this work. The more you go there, the more they tell you, say, the work is not for you. You don't do it 3 times. You say, Daddy, I'm not sure, say God deal with you again. Now you're not sure, God knows saying deal with me. As a born again, you will notice now something that God wants to prove to you. One, whether if you get that job, it will take your life. Two, whether you never mature enough to control that office. Three, whether God wants to train you so that by the time you get a job, you have passion for women like you. Or that some power that dividing God prophecy in your life. For you to sit down and do what they call research, you are now do the different one. You are not a born again. Born again can't do that. A brother is not a pastor. He's not a general overseer. Just a brother in the church. He waits for 10 years for God to answer their prayer. And suddenly, carelessness of the wife and the little boy went ahead and play up and down in the compound. So they have open way, and then it's not close. And this woman there inside, they do other thing. You know the time his son walk out from the house. And as he can't see water, he bend down, he enter the river. The woman now tell the neighbor that she kill her before, because you know, say today, husband must totally finish her life. For good 10 years, for God answer them. You say God is sleeping, allow that person to enter there. It's not going to be a portion in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, the husband came back. He said, what's the matter? He said, this person. The man laughed. The whole neighbor said, car, he will kill that woman today. So the neighbor go stand by the window. They are looking for what is going to happen today. The man carry motor. He said, we want to go and call police. He went ahead and buy her for life. And buy best biscuit in the market. And came to the house. My sweet wife, let's sit down outside and enjoy ourselves. All the neighbors are waiting to hear noise. They see, say they are smiling together. One by one, they turn their back. They say, don't worry. I'm not married because of a baby. Because of a baby, I'm married because you are my wife. Relax, don't need to bother you. Today, they are father of five children. What are you talking about? Your reaction, you will make God to come down for your sake. Why you not now say, God, despite who I'm serving you, despite what I'm doing in the church, despite everything, my activity, for good 10 years, is it the way to pay me back? Oh, this, that. No. He cool himself down to fight for life. And make his wife to forget the sorrow. I made woman to be happy. But men are focused on born again. Number one, I will first love that woman 100 times. It's a careless woman, like mother, like daughter. I regret to marry you. If I know as well like this, I will never in my life to come to you. But this brother owns a different person. May God make you original born again.
Amen.
That amen low.
Amen.
But today, they are father of double children. Which area that God takes you, you are now make yourself as a child of the never know God for the day they give it to him. Or they give it to her. That you never carry back before a day. You like it or not, challenge must come to your way. Try must come to your way. You cannot be a winner every day. That Yoruba sing one song. He said, in your lema, bari, come out, babi, or jokon. As I stand here, as a small boy as I am, with my eye, I don't see. Some people call themselves 90 years in age, they never see it. In my life. Where it is enough, somebody will say, God. Well, I'm not going to stand here again. I know all this will happen. Because Satan wants to rubbish me. But God wants to see whether I can be able to stand it. And I'll stand all. Very soon, my testimony will follow. We like it or not, you must come to your way. Are you better than Jesus Christ? Are you better than Moses? Despite the man's effort, because of anger, God said, boy, you know, because he started insulting God, he pleading. That's why today, name cannot be forgetting in the book of life. Why can you call yourself born again? The only word you know is yourself. You don't care about other people, not only yourself. There's some people, if they here now, if you go to a wardrobe, you have 50 suit. No, that's a difference between coat and suit. Oh. Why I start early and I coat are they wear. But now they wear suit now. May you wear suit in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Uh-huh. But if you have 100 suit in your wardrobe, and some people have come to this church, you know they don't have one cloth. And they don't want to go and steal. As Nigeria have this problem you are facing, I thank God that recession is out of our economy. And very soon, our economic problem will boom in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I told you, God told me in March, April, recession will be over in Nigeria. Some pastors said recession will go over in 2017. But today, God will put them to shame. Very soon, Nigeria will be the best country in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Just patient and see what God will do very soon. All the crisis, all the problem, very soon will be over. If you don't believe, don't do amen.
Amen.
It will be over very soon.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Don't hate any man that lead. Because if you hate any man that lead, your children will go lead tomorrow. You know, it's not your business. Now God put them there. Face your own and pray for yourself. May God help you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
So now, as I'm telling you today, by the prayer grace of God, things are getting better and better. Please, born again, whatever you see today is better of tomorrow. Wash your mouth, wash your tongue, your reaction, your attitude, and your character. A man used to bring money to the house. You to do that, and that time it's sweet, it's honey, it's everything. You know, some women were not born again. Where their wife, where their husband in a good condition, is the man Alpha Omega. Before you go hear your horn, don't come outside. You will take my pen, I love you. It will tell you, say, I lost you. But let it just change in two minutes. At that time, you go tell your husband, say, you know, go and wash my cloth for me. That woman's not born again. The attitude to practice that time, you're no longer there again. A born again, the time of your husband go down, this is the time you will stand by him. And to be covered in shame, and to only make him to be happy always. I tell a lady, as a husband, something go down, we are now in good position, you're getting money every day, and getting money every month. I say, your salary, before it touch 1 naira, hand over to your husband's hand. Before you take any tithe, say, my dear, this is my salary. Let it tell you, say, I'll take your tithe. And let it tell you how to do the money. Say, daddy, God forbid. My husband, a bulldozer. If you take the money, you go eat everything. I say, it's your husband, let him eat it. Favor upon favor will follow in your office. Because of that, I don't come here again. By the time I see this woman, it will hold past my grandmother. As they say, something lost in the office. In the apartment, in terms of good luck. And then, you don't know anything about it. Everybody in the office could not say, he's the one. And for me, they threw him straight inside prison. They sack him and dismiss him. The day they sack him, and that day, they call him back again in the work. Today, the man now, he don't be house in the massacre here. And what do you call it? Nyanya. And the man is very rich now. If this man want to be like her, I think he'll pay her back. But the man is born again. He said, I'm not going to use your pain of yesterday to revenge on you. But because of God, I'll be care for you. But if you see her now, he did pepe. But before they feast, the man threw her away. Me, where I say that I'm nobody. If I'm talking, I don't know what I'm saying. And the same, it takes me 9 months before I can win the heart of a husband. That the rose come in Nyanya junction there. Before the husband now come down. And now go to their family and bring them back. Today can be like this, so tomorrow it will be like that. Anything you are doing, behave as a born again. Allow God to be there for you. And I pray for you today. May God be there for you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
How many of us is born again? Can I see your finger up? A true born again. Thank God you say the truth. God bless. Okay. Wait. A true born again. Because I see finger left and right. Because I ask you a question, Anna. A true born again, wave your hand now. The hand don't reduce. May God be with you. All right. Many of us like me, never born again. Well, I try to born again to be original. Because sometimes I have a small anger, but it's getting die. And it's going. Before I have 99 anger, now I have only one anger now. And I'm glad for Jesus Christ. Only one. Praise the Lord. Before I have 99, if I anger here, no go like me. That's Pastor John, Pastor Kali, and Brother Allah, and my wife. But the time Pastor barely know me, I don't graduate from anger. Shout hallelujah. Anger don't go. In fact, it's small now. It looks like a, I don't know how to call it. Chicken. My son said chicken. It's a chicken now. Well, see, very soon now, it will disappear. Oh, yeah, provoke me. Well, let me see whether I go or not. Now, me and you that you believe that you are not born again, you are just trying to be. That you are still far from it. Let us lean our hand, our chest, and humble ourselves before God. Don't come out, stay where you are. Just ask God. That thing you know that's your weapon. That's why you know that this area, this is my weapon. I don't want anybody to solution for me. This is the area that I'm falling. Daddy, please help me and take it away. All of us, you don't deceive yourself. I think God beg you. If you know, small lie. You're not born again. If you're born again, you're ready to die with truth that turn lie. Small fornication, small adultery. If you're born again, can you do that? All cheating up and down. A born again cannot cheat anybody. What are you doing in Babalawo house? A born again? You are not. You are late to the church, so I born again. A born again can't try before anybody. Your husband anointed, you too are anointed. You still are born again. You are a liar. You are a complete liar. Or your husband talking frank your face. You are not a born again. God can blind our eyes. If you know what God said about your husband, you're going to say, woman, how a work to do. It's your everything. He said you submit yourself. He didn't say you argue with him. If you know because of, say, the Christian and then the kind of new generation now help us to change many things. In the Bible, if your husband is talking, you no go look in face at all. But now things has changed. That's why in those days, you see our forefathers, when they are talking, they are while they are on their knees and looking grand. If they are eating, you go hold water until husband finish before you can stand up from there. Now them, that's why they say, in their life, no cancer, no all this ulcer, nothing, no disease. Because the woman practice, they don't know Christ, so, but they practice a true born again. Because you say born again, a married woman. Another man carry hand. If they do press your button, it's why born again. A married woman. If you can't born again, you'll be. You see, now my colleagues in the office. Colleagues call colleagues name. I'll be a man who take care of another woman and the husband suffer in the house. He says it's born again. I'll be a lazy man, only to do it to sleep. You know, go and struggle. He says, because my wife is okay. Is he born again? Answer is no. You just try. Some people, just, you see, say they put effort. They try. They do small thing. But this one will just relax. See, tomorrow will be all right. For sleeping and wake up? No, it can't be all right. You do something, so that something will happen. Don't deceive yourself. Please don't hang your chest. And cry to God for every area you miss it. Don't deceive yourself. Oh. Don't claim say you are born again. Oh. Don't be silly for the adultery. And I make you not to born again. Oh. If I measure it today, you will know say you are number one sinner. You better reconcile with God and ask God to teach you the way to go for your own good. In Jesus' name we pray. As God forgive Paul and Peter, Mary Magdalene and Rahab, may He forgive us today in the name of Jesus. Amen. The area in our life that cut from glory, you cut from glory, that is sin, that what is wrong. One way or another, no unknowingly. Father, please, don't use against us. Don't use against our children and generation. Forgive us today in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. It's not be like that man in the Bible who say he be born again. He pay tithe every day. He pay offering every day. And then he get to the widow, he do that. Where people are not crying God to forgive them. God now say, you are a selfish man. Heaven will not be your inheritance. You will not be like that man in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, please, as you humble yourself before you, Let your blood wipe away all our wrong in the name of Jesus Christ. Wipe all our mistake in the mighty name of Jesus. Today, write our name in the book of life. Guide us, protect us, secure us from evil one in the mighty name of Jesus. From today, be our provider in the mighty name of Jesus. Be our feeder in the mighty name of Jesus. As we're about to go home, may go with us. May your presence ahead of our life. No evil shall befall us. We will not be victim of any danger. Help us to win so for you. And end of our life in old age, we shall make heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We shall make heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And I pray because of today, I'll take this decision. No one here shall die young in the name of Jesus Christ. No one shall die young in the name of Jesus Christ.